Did you know that the Pleiadians are beings who say they are living among us? I'm Dr. Fred, and you're listening to Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Well, thanks for joining me. This is Dr. Fred, and you've been listening to me talk about a group known as the Pleiadians. And we've also quoted from a book by an individual named Leah Shapiro and her experience as what she calls a Pleiadian. Now, besides the constant discussion of light, light energy, and frequencies, the other valuable insight that the Pleiadians push is the alleged fact that they are already living among us and are, quote, actual planetary beings living among us, unquote. Now, of course, who knows if this is true? Biblically speaking, it can't be true. While it's easy enough to espouse, it's difficult, if not impossible, to prove. And of course, the Pleiadians are not interested in proving anything at all. That would mean that they're admitting that the people they are disseminating their message to and through might have a difficult time believing them. There are many on the internet who firmly believe that there are beings known as the reptilians, as well as other species, which have taken on the form of humanity. They do this so that they might blend in with humans without being discovered. Now, the folks on the internet point to their videos, photos, and eyewitness testimony to prove that these beings do in fact exist and are living among us. To most, this will seem to be directly from a Men in Black movie. From the origins goes back to the 1950s in some form or another. Some of the videos are interesting, some are unexplainable, and yet others are unintentionally funny simply because it appears as though the people who posted the video are trying desperately to see something in the video that may or may not be there. One video was placed up on the net boasting the video capture of a weird beast of sorts. The problem was that the folks who put the video up forgot to include the beast, which they were apparently going to drop in later. You gotta laugh at stuff like that. Well, the video was shot with people acting extremely afraid, and the videographer used quick, shaky camera movements, you know, kind of like the Blair Witch Project. But there was nothing to see through the viewfinder except empty background. The actors were certainly acting as if there was something there. However, it turned out that it was just funny. The reality, though, is that more and more people accept the belief that these beings, these otherworldly beings, do exist. And they are among us already. The reason they're here, according to the Pleiadians, is uniquely related to that particular entity. Some are good, some are not so good, and others are pure evil, Leah Shapiro was told. How will the person who believes the Pleiadians know the difference? Well, they know the difference because of the internal whisperings of the person's own being will set it straight on that score. Repeatedly, the Pleiadians simply say things like, quote, understand that we come for good purposes, unquote, or, quote, know that we come in love, unquote, etc. Well, because they say it, it must be true, so no need to ask them for verification, right? No worries, because to date, my research has not found anyone who actually has taken the time to ask for verification of their intentions. You know, it's unfortunate that page after page of Leah Shapiro's book is simply more of the same ethereal jargon and verbiage designed to put our fears at rest while taking advantage of our collective gullibility. Taken by themselves, many of the things the Pleiadians speak of, espouse, and encourage us to do are really absurd. We can fly, for instance, though we have simply not yet liberated that part of ourselves. We must do things like this slowly, so that over time this will become an adaptable ability, adaptable to our particular circumstances. We should never limit ourselves. So what if somebody who is slightly off takes part of it too fast and kills themselves as they jump off a roof of a building? Does it matter? No, simply because their being will be recycled, reincarnated right there, back through the entire system of life. Besides, if someone does try this and dies, the Pleiadians do not have to worry about being sued by remaining family members. Frankly, continuing to read Leah Shapiro's book creates a sense of monotony within, namely because the same ideas and concepts are expressed repeatedly, though with different verbiage. By the time chapter 13 begins, the phrase, "You are one," has been stated too many times to count. Now, interestingly, while New Agers, many New Agers, read, you know, they're going to read Leo Shapiro's book and they're going to shout a big, wow. I find it difficult, and I found it difficult to keep reading without four cups of coffee just to keep from falling asleep. So much of what is espoused by these higher beings is mundane. Yet to the uninitiated, the very words these Pleiadians speak are life itself. Now, of course, these people need God, yet until they're willing to reach for Him, they're going to remain in darkness. One of the big secrets to finding out the many things about the universe is to seek it from within your spirit. Now, at one point, the Pleiadians describe Shapiro as a, quote, ball of light bouncing through time, riding the cosmic wave. The light that you are is the spirit of all that you are. What you think you are not at all, unquote. Now, unbelievably awe-inspiring, isn't it? Such depth, such grandiose imagery. Imagine, what I think I am not. What I do not think I am, that I am. Wow, these guys could write a book. They did write a book, and they wrote a bunch of books. You know, they continue focusing on one person's spirit by stating, quote, the key to accessing your spirit lies within you. All you have to do now is begin to turn the key. Dare to walk through the door of your spiritual mind and see what's on the other side. As you allow yourself to peer into this new world, you will begin to remember that which you originated from. You will begin to see that you are not solid and rigid at all like you once perceived yourself to be. Even your dramas that you participate in are not as solid as you think them to be. Your spirit originates with the highest frequency, which is the ultimate frequency, and which is the creator of all. You begin with God and ride through time like a never-ending golden thread of light. You unravel throughout eternity, twisting, touching, and zigzagging in and out of what you call realities or lives, unquote. Wow. That was just amazing, wasn't it? It sounds so ethereal that no one questions it. But what is particularly special about the loving concern, and I say that sarcastically, of the Pleiadians is that they are willing to be so helpful. Here they say another thing, quote, we will help you to turn the key and unlock the secrets. It is then when you will begin to truly know and understand that there is no such thing as death. How can death possibly exist when your spirit so obviously traverses the cosmos with such joy, abandonment, and freedom? The spirit is never ending. Know this to be true without doubt. The spirit never dies. It is as free as the wind. As you think you die, know that the spirit is leaping and springing forth from the shackles of human bondage instead. There is never ending joy to its final escape into that from which it came. This is the true home from which we are all created and from which we all continue to reside in, unquote. Well, did you see this, the error mixed with truth there? No, the spirit does never die, and the Bible teaches that. The Bible teaches that death is not the cessation of life. It is simply a change from this existence to another. But it's clear that the Pleiadians have it seriously going on. I mean, think of it. In one swell swoop, they have swept all the truth of the Bible off the table, and no one asks them why. Their word is accepted as gospel. In fact, many messages like those from the Pleiadians are the new gospel, because it is all-inclusive, and it eliminates rules, regulations, and certainly God's moral law. Now, unlike the truth of Scripture and the gospel found therein, the gospel of the Pleiadians teaches that we go from great to greater to greatest. Who would not be excited about that? It's difficult to continue to read their words without wanting to offer sarcastic rejoinders and asides in response to their quote-unquote truth. The most difficult aspect of everything is when it's clear that they are telling the truth. Quote, nothing is by accident, and nothing is hurled randomly into the earth realm. All is by careful choice and by expert planning. And that's from page 143 of Leah Shapiro's book. Though they act as if it is their truth, it is clearly God's truth. But see, to the uninitiated, they're going to hear that and they're going to just go, wow. Now, apparently, according to the Pleiadians, it is imperative that our molecules become rearranged. Sounds exciting. Are you excited? I'm excited. Well, while this may first sound difficult or even ridiculous, once understood, it becomes an easy thing to achieve, apparently. The letdown, though, is that while it will become relatively easy to arrange these tiny round balls, the truth of the matter is that it will not be noticeable except over time as we continue to evolve and change. Well, since curiosity killed the cat, the Pleiadians answer the unasked question by stating, quote, "It is important that you understand how these internal changes will not be seen, but they will definitely be felt. As your DNA structure code is changed, you will change. As your nervous system is changed, you will also be changed. Many systems will begin to alter. As a result, you may experience so-called symptoms of many kinds. These symptoms are really only a minor annoyance compared to the final and glorious overhaul of your entire system. We hope to give you assurance by telling you that it is possible that you will only grow better as the years go by. In fact, some will marvel that you do not seem to age or deteriorate as others do," unquote. So death seems to be going backwards. Huh, interesting. It's possible to heal ourselves, they tell us. I don't know about you, but I'm quite satisfied with that explanation. In fact, it warms the cockles of my heart to have this information. Now, by the time the Pleiadians get to chapter 14 in Leah Shapiro's book, they really start to open up with Shapiro. And as usual, it always, always comes down to religion. Here's what they say, quote, "Religion, as you know it, will bind you to the absolute truth. Understand that what we tell you will open you up to encompass all of God as God was meant to be known. As we have mentioned before, God is neither a he nor a she, but is frequency existing at the highest order," unquote. Now, from this point, it appears as though they have Shapiro right where they want her, and they begin to zero in on her worldview like never before, continuing to burst one long-held bubble after another. They continue to issue warnings and information with the same worn-out phrases they've been using since chapter 1. And in some ways, it's almost always appears to be new, as if this is the first time that they've made these statements. In truth, they appear to be using some form of hypnosis by constantly repeating the same phrases, though including a new phrase here and there amidst the same information. In this book of hers, they are not shocking the person who reads her book. So when you read it, you're not being shocked. They're simply expanding ever so slightly the information they began providing 150 pages ago. This allows the novice, as well as the more ardent New Age practitioner, to come along at their own speed. You see, there's nothing to fear from the Pleiadians. That's the message. The overall picture that they're trying to present is that we, quote, "are all trapped in a web of lies and deceit, for we believe that without money all is hopeless. And indeed, it is because you are like a small snowball that rolls and rolls and becomes bigger until finally it is huge. This is how money is. We tell you that you will never make enough, and you will never have enough. You will make more and more and more, but you will only keep spending more as the snowball grows," unquote. One wonders if the Pleiadians ever submitted their resumes to teach economics at some Ivy League schools. Obviously, their talents are being wasted. Well, the upshot, of course, is that they are simply not giving this short course on economics for the sake of it. This, like everything else they talk about, is leading to something. What they say they want is for our earthly society to be built on love and trust. In this regard, the foundation for a society is found in human relationships, not money. If we could all simply let go of money, then society the world over would flourish. And that leads us to a one-world order. Folks, that's our show for today. You can't believe everything you hear, and I trust you'll go always back to His Word. Well, may the Lord show you how richly blessed you are, and until next time, I'm Dr. Fred. Hi, this is Dr. Fred of Study, Grow, Know. All of my books are available as free downloadable PDFs, but if you'd like a hard copy of one of my most recent books, Under Grace, simply request your copy by sending any donation amount to us at Study, Grow, Know, P.O. Box 1592, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. That's P.O. Box 1592, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. Your donations help keep Study, Grow, Know on the air and expanding into other venues. Thank you.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.